Now the story of an 85-year-old Catholic nun serving nearly 3 years behind bars. NPR's Carrie Johnson begins with how she got there.
There's a long tradition of Catholic clergy protesting nuclear weapons, from the Berrigan brothers in the 1980s to the fictional nun Jane Ingalls, here in this clip from the show Orange is the New Black.
Aren't you in here because you chained yourself to a flagpole at a nuclear test site?
It was for trespassing in a nuclear facility, and the flagpole was at the School for the Americas.
Then there's Megan Rice. She was arrested with two accomplices at a national security complex in Oak Ridge, Tennessee in 2012. That incident prompted news reports like this one.
Armed with nothing but bolt cutters, the three vigilantes maneuvered their way into the complex and then threw human blood on the building that houses about 400 tons of the enriched uranium.
Now, from inside the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, Megan Rice is continuing her own brand of activism. With the help of friends and advocates, Rice is drawing attention to conditions inside U.S. corrections facilities. She and a few hundred others had been scheduled to live in a women's prison in Danbury, Connecticut, the same one that served as a model for Orange is the New Black. After authorities decided to overhaul that facility, the Catholic nun got moved about a year ago to what was supposed to be a temporary holding center.
My name is Brenda Murray. I'm a federal administrative law judge.
Murray has been closely following Sister Rice's case because one of her friends entered the convent at the same time.
It seems ridiculous to put somebody like that long-term on the ninth floor of a high-rise building. I mean, that was supposed to be a temporary situation until we resolved Danbury, and it isn't been temporary, and it just is unfair.
A high-rise might sound luxurious, but in this case, friends say more than 100 women share six bathrooms. A study by Yale Law School says the detention center in Brooklyn has much less to offer than the one in Connecticut.
It's like a big cement box. Huge.
Pat McSweeney is a retired English teacher who befriended Sister Rice years ago at a protest. She visits when she can, and they talk regularly by phone or email.
When I've asked her a couple of times if she can go outside, no, she can't.
Rison says she's fine, but friends say conditions in the Brooklyn facility are taking a toll on her. For one thing, the cap came off her front tooth months ago.
There was a long time she was carrying the cap around in her pocket, and then I think she did see someone and it was on when her niece from Boston visited her. But it must have come off again.
And things are even more complicated when it comes to women's health care behind bars. That's because advocates say every facet of the Bureau of Prisons system was designed for men.
The majority, the vast majority of women in federal prisons are not violent offenders.
Pat Wald is a retired federal judge. She says research demonstrates that incarcerated women need time with family members and friends and special programs to help them get ready to leave prison. Programs that seem to be unavailable for Sister Rice and others locked up in the Brooklyn facility. Law professor Judith Resnick has been studying prisons for more than 30 years. She says the best solution is for authorities to look case by case at the inmates holed up in Brooklyn.
A national review of those incarcerated with the end state of asking who need not be here or who could be in a less secure facility would be the desired end state.
For Megan Rice, who belongs to the Society of the Holy Child Jesus, that question could be moot by November. That's when the Bureau of Prisons says she's scheduled for release. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.